Hello. Hello, guys. My attention has been drawn to a video that has been doing rounds on socials, and I felt I should add my voice to it. It's about a child who ran out of school and it was complaining of the kind of beating that he had gotten because he didn't do well in exams in school. And this caught my attention because so many people sent the video to me. Maybe you can have a listen in before we have a discussion on this. In his book Schooling as Violence, Clive Herbert talks about how schools harm pupils and societies, and I'm attracted to page 17, I think so, where he says that however, the sad truth is that formal mass education, that is schooling, cannot automatically be linked with enlightenment, progress, and liberty, and indeed too often can be linked to pain and suffering. It's a very interesting book, and I would suggest to read it by Clive Herbert. And this episode that I've just played reminded me of that, because I want to say from the onset that there are so many good teachers, wonderful teachers out there who are doing an amazing job to nurture the next generation of leaders, to nurture the next generation of young people. But there are some remnants of practices that should not be tolerated, should not be gotten from our school. Because this is a child who is in boarding school. And I think I'll put my email in the description box, so if you need to see the video, if you've not seen it, then I can send it to you. But you realize that this is a child who's been harassed in school, and he has ran out of school and is in the community out there. This parent knows that the child is in boarding school, so you realize that the kind of ills that are perpetuated in the name of enlightenment, in the name of education, should not be happening in this day and age. I'm not very sure where this school is, but I think it's high time some who do such things should be called out in the strongest terms possible. Because if you hear how this student talks, he says that he gets beaten, and if he has shown the marks on his body, being beaten by a group of teachers because he has not attained the target of 400 marks. And when you talk about 400 marks, the possible mark is supposed to be 500. So it's not right. And this is breaking the will of this young person. Most people do well when they are understood. As Jane Nelson says, that where did you get this crazy idea that for us to make kids behave better, we have to make them feel worse? It may have worked with some people, but I think in the long run, this behavior of using violence to teach kids is destroying our kids. And this behavior is not going to end if we don't speak in one with one voice. Because maybe, and just maybe, these teachers who are doing this are paid handsomely and encouraged by the parents to do it, to beat, to beat the child to a pulp to produce the best out of them. That's not the right way. This is actually teaching the child to be violent, that violence can be used to produce the best out of people. We are producing future violent husbands and future violent bosses. So it's high time the community and the society stood and spoke out for children. Because a child today is an adult tomorrow. A broken child cannot be a whole adult tomorrow. So we can't justify violence committed on children because they're children. Children's rights are as important as human rights. And I want to end this, but it is so sickening and discouraging to hear how this child ends his lamentations. And he says, at this point of his life, having suffered for more than 11 years in that school, what he's thinking of is taking his life. Those are not words that are supposed to be coming out of the mouth of a child. Yeah, thank you so much, and let's continue having this conversation. Thank you so much for listening, and have a thoughtful day.